The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Folks, do you worry about the end of the world? For example, you may fear that the war in Iran may escalate beyond the Middle East and engulf the world in a cataclysmic war using nuclear weapons. Or perhaps you see the rise of artificial intelligence, AI, as a sign of the end times, that detects humans as the greatest threats and destroys us. Or a third possibility is global warming, something that all recent popes have preached about, that could unleash catastrophic consequences for human life, making the earth uninhabitable. Personally, I think all three of those scenarios are legitimate and realistic fears. But did you know that our faith teaches us to cultivate a holy fear of two ends of the world? How so? Well, first, we will experience a personal and individual end when we die. We've had a string of funerals lately. Irene Sider, Roger O'Hara, Ruth Bruick, and today, Moni Davidson. And each of them has come to the end of their world. The last page of their biography has been written. The second end of the world will be when Jesus returns in glory to judge the living and the dead, as we say in the Creed. That is, when all human history will come to a close. And the fear we should feel about our personal and public end should motivate us to live more meaningful and Christian lives. If you listened attentively to the gospel this morning, you would have heard Jesus talk about both these personal and public ends of the world. Listen again if you missed it. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. That is the individual end for each of us, and it may come at the hands of our own family members. Jesus goes on. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. And who is the Son of Man? Well, that is Jesus, of course, coming at the public end to judge the quick and the dead, as we used to say. In other words, Jesus highlights both the personal and the public ends of the world, even with a touch of fear, to motivate us to share our faith while time remains. So everyone will be ready for the coming of Christ. As you know, I have been giving talks on the theology of the body by Pope St. John Paul II. You have endured many of them at morning masses. And John Paul also touches on these two ends of the world. But he completely rewrites what will transpire and speaks of the end in terms of love. Yes, we will all experience both a personal and a public end of the human story. But like the end of all good stories, the guy gets the girl. And therefore, the end of the world consists in a huge cosmic wedding between the heavenly bridegroom, Jesus, and the earthly bride, the church. No wonder, then, the last book of the Bible, which talks about the end. Revelation virtually concludes with these lines. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come, Lord Jesus." In other words, the end, both personal and public, will consist of the marriage supper of the Lamb. And once you know how the story ends, you can start making hay while the sun still shines. What do I mean? Well, if the end of the world consists of a cosmic wedding celebration, we should start preparing for it, both personally and publicly. Personally, we should live our faith fully, knowing Jesus loves me, not only as my Savior, but also as my spouse. Every sacrament is an expression of the love of Jesus, the bridegroom, for his bride, the church. So approach Holy Communion as a bride on her wedding day, about to become one with her groom. And publicly, we should pray and sacrifice and share the good news to bring as many people into the church as possible. Why? Because the Catholic Church is the fullest manifestation of the bride of Christ on earth. Everything we think and say and do, from the moment we rise to the second we fall asleep, should be pervaded with that perspective. Why? Because simply nothing lies outside of this orientation. It embraces everything, because one day Jesus will embrace everything as a husband embraces his wife on their wedding day. Praised be Jesus Christ.